Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well. We are on TV on a local station here in Toronto, Canada, and also on your YouTube channel. So all the shows that are at our local station here and some of the shows that we are doing in the radio, they get transferred to our YouTube channel as well. And not all of them, but especially it is Friday, everyone. My goodness, I can't believe it. Wasn't it like Christmas or beginning of December just a little while ago, and here we are. I'm almost at the end of January. It's incredible how fast the time just goes by. So it is Friday, January the 25th. We are live, everyone. Do not forget to interact with us if you are checking around. And some of you, especially my faithful listeners that are curious to find out who does Lizzie has on the show. I know that you guys have been looking at my promotion and some of the pictures of my amazing lady that I have with me today. And you probably are wondering, what is this all about? Call us in, interact. The number is 215-383-5705. Let me say it again a bit slower. 215-383-5785. So you could call just to say hello, to talk to my author. Yes, I gave it away. It's an author, but you knew already, right? Ask questions. Perhaps you are a person that would like to start writing something as well, that you will need some tips and all that good stuff. But we do ask all those questions to the interviewee anyways. I would like to take a couple of minutes, as always, of your precious, precious time to thank all my 58 countries that are listening throughout. If not now, they will be listening to us later on as this show is recorded. So thank you, you guys deserve a huge round of applause. Because without your support, without your contribution, this show could not be possible. February, it is fourth year, my goodness, fourth year we are on the air. Incredible. I mean, this came up as a dream, as a let's see if it works, let's see if it's going to go anywhere. And 4 years later, we're here. We have a TV show. We are on our local TV stations here in Toronto. It's a business. It's everything. And thank you. Thank you so much, because you guys are making this possible. And some of you have heard I have been nominated for the Woman of the Year award by Woman on Fire. Now, Woman on Fire is an institution that recognizes women in Canada and the States. If she's taken it, Allison is the founder, by the way. She's taken this to states as well. She's doing it in Georgia. And this is women just like me, entrepreneur, or they're help the community, and she recognized those, and there's nominations, and they get to choose the winner. And I've been nominated. I've been covering this show for the last 4 years as well, so it's kind of common denominator. They've been in since 4 years, and we've been in the air for 4 years, and I've been covering the event. It's a gala, it's a beautiful day with the ladies get all grants and all that, and I cover and I interview most of the time the ladies that are being nominated and how do they feel and all that. And this year, in April, when the gala is, I will be the nominee, and I'm going to be covering the event because I cannot. They're beautiful people. They're beautiful women. There's an award for a single woman award. Like, I've never seen anything like that. This is a single mother award, and this is a mother that has been worked really, really hard, has 1, 2, 3 child. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there was 1 year that a mother was a business owner working a part-time job and had 3 kids, and wow, and she managed to pull it through, and obviously she was the winner of the award. So thank you so much for nominating me, and I continue to do the same thing. Honest, I think that I've done nothing but to serve and to be part of this, you know, network that we have here created in Toronto, Canada. Talking about network, we are now by NatureNova.ca. Thank you so much for your contribution and your sponsorship. And Natasha Bridgemahan, she is a consultant and she helps people with their retirement plans, and she also has a gala tomorrow, which I am invited to be part of and to cover the event as well. So it's a lot going on. So thank you so much, Natasha, for inviting me again. Jason Party, as always, as every year. This is their 10th annual gala event to recognize their clients. Okay, so right after the interview, as always, I know, we will be playing some music. 30 minutes or so with my guests and about another 30 minutes with music. So if you are interested in submitting your MP3 to us, and we will be reviewing that music. We know that it's challenging to play your song in regular stations. Here at the Liz T Show, we are 150% supportive and we'll be playing your song for you to get that little bit of extra exposure that you probably are looking for, and it's hard to get somewhere else. And that's pretty much it for my housekeeping. So let me get going before my theme music start playing, which it should be right now. Today, everyone, we have an amazing author. Her name is Annie Hunter. She is from beautiful Pennsylvania. And believe it or not, everyone, Pennsylvania has +2 today. Very, very, very jealous. This +18 right now feels like it with the wind chill. It's actually +10, but with wind chill, it feels horrible. And but that's Canada. That's how it is, and we better get used to it or move down south. Annie Hunter, she has spent 30 years as a legal secretary while raising her children. And during that time, her only brother became ill with cancer, and she became interested in finding ways to support his healing, which led her to an interest in Reiki, Aquarian Touch, Hypnosis, Neuro-Linguistic Program, and Healing Touch. I've heard a lot about that. She has spent the last 15 years pursuing this interest, and she maintains a holistic practice using the modalities in her home, beautiful Pennsylvania. And Anya, I will share her website as well, A Path with Purpose, and where she can learn more, where we all can learn more about her journey and towards healing. And she and her husband and her daughter and 3 grown stepkids and 9, wow, she does not look like a 9 grandkids. She does not look like a grandmother. My goodness. So we're going to be talking about a very interesting book, and I am sure that it's an inspiration, maybe not, from this horrible illness that was encountered by her brother. And let's find out what was the outcome and what happened to his brother, and how did she get inspired about this book. Let's welcome her with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Annie, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Lizzie. It's so nice to talk to you. I just wanted to mention, though, that my name is actually Ann Hunter Logue. So Hunter is my maiden name, and Logue is my married name, just so for information.
Thank you. So it's Ann. You don't pronounce the E at the end, just Ann.
Ann, yes, I usually pronounce just Ann.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. So let's get started, Ann. And very curious about your background, very intrigued about how this discuss. I find that it takes, you know, something like this to kind of get our spiritual life in order. I mean, a disease or death or something like that. Let's talk a little bit about yourself. We'd love to find out about the person. Are you still a legal secretary?
No, I haven't. Actually, my brother was scheduled to have a bone marrow transplant, and so I stopped working so that I could support him through that time. So I haven't been working in the legal field for quite a long time now.
Gotcha, gotcha. So what is the background? How did you get interested in this kind of lifestyle? What triggered it? Did you have somebody that talked to you about it, or it was just your intuition as a woman that you knew that things like this can be definitely healed with duality?
Well, actually, I kind of grew up a little bit in an environment like that. So my mom was a Christian Scientist, which is a very metaphysical kind of religion. So I had a little bit of that in my background. But when my brother was sick, that wasn't, you know, like anything that I was following. What happened in his case was he had one round of chemo that he did very well with. He was living in L.A. at the time, and I was living in New Jersey, and I flew out to be with him. And he went through it pretty well. And so I was working full time and my kids were in college and I had just gotten remarried. So it was kind of a busy time in my life. And so he was scheduled to have a second round of chemo and he wouldn't let me come out. He said, you know, you need to be working and everything is going fine. So there's no need to do that. And he had his second round of chemo and he got an infection, which for anybody that has had cancer, your immune system is already depressed. And so that's a really dangerous kind of situation. And what ended up happening was he was in ICU. And so they called me to tell me that he was in ICU. And, you know, I didn't know anything about it at all. I mean, I didn't know anything about cancer or treatment or anything, and I thought they made it sound like it was all okay. And then the next day they called to ask if I gave my permission for them to connect him onto life support. And then, you know, my husband got a plane ticket and I was out there by that evening. So he was in ICU for 2 weeks and he almost died a couple of times. And during that period of time, some really dramatic things happened that, you know, they're not kind of run-of-the-mill things, and it really changed my perspective a lot. And one of the things that did happen was one of the people in the hospital did a Reiki treatment, a guided meditation for him, and it was me and my husband and two of my brother's friends, and it was very, very moving. We were all in tears. And after that, he kind of took a turn for the better. So he was at a very critical point, and this seemed to kind of bring him out of that really difficult situation. So, you know, time went on, and he was able to recover, and he eventually came home. And so I looked for ways that I could help support him. So Reiki was one of the ways that I thought would be helpful to him. So I started taking Reiki, my girlfriend and I, and it just became something that I wanted to know more and more about. So that's really what started it, was just that really difficult situation that I went through with my brother.
Wow, that's an incredible story. So this is going back a couple of years now, right?
Yes, but actually the book took place way before that. So the book, so this is kind of, these are like the two really critical times in my life. So I was in college and I was taking English, BritLit, that was my major, I was an English major, and my father died in between my freshman and sophomore year, and so I spent a lot of time, I had a lot of difficulty sleeping, and, you know, I spent a lot of time writing. At that time, I was really into poetry, and I wrote a lot of poetry and a lot of prose, and I had a wonderful, wonderful English professor who was a Rhodes Scholar and a brilliant man, and he really encouraged me to write. He invited me into his creative writing class, which I did take, and I did a lot of work that he critiqued for me. I mean, he was just a very good mentor. So that was a very creative time for me. And then my then I guess I was looking for a job after college, and I ended up in New Hampshire, and I ended up with a lot of people that were very creative. There were musicians and artists and, you know, people that did pottery and all kinds of things like that. So that was just a community that I happened to be involved with. And I continued to write a lot of poetry. And this book was part of that time, that when I was just very involved with the people in the house that I lived in. They were, you know, constantly doing music, and I had a lot of artist friends that did, you know, that was their, they made a living with their artwork, and they were very gifted. So that was just a very inspirational time. So that's when that book came from, that time.
Gotcha. So it wasn't, this book, it wasn't really inspired by, I mean, obviously the end of it, the decision for you to write the book was due to your brother, but you already had it started way before you knew that your brother was ill. And so that's what I wanted to ask, what inspired you, and you already answered the question, and then you decided to publish last 2017. So for the listeners that are listening to us all over the world, and can you tell us a little bit about what the book is, and obviously the name, and what is it about? Is it just poetry, or is it story? Who is your target market, or who your what kind of genre is it?
Well, I feel like the book really, it kind of reaches through all of the age categories. I mean, it's a simple story, and it really reflects my my view of the world at that time when I wrote it, when I was 20 years old. So, you know, I was trying to figure out who I was, and I had just been through, like, a lot of difficult times because my father had died, and it really set things up in a different way for me. I had to look at things with fresh eyes. So to me, it was like kind of what it is to be a person, you know, like you have a light within you, you have something, a purpose, a mission, something that you want to transmit into the world. And how do you, and you go through different processes, you go through a progression of time. Sometimes you get a little off course. Sometimes you get dissuaded or whatever from your main purpose. But then eventually, hopefully, you are able to find the real reason behind why you're here and what you're meant to do. And that's kind of really summing up the story. Because it's done in such an easy way, I want it really to be for children. And I've read it to kindergarten classes and first grade classes. And it has a lot of bright illustrations, which, you know, it's for kids, you know, so that if they can't read the words, they can look at the pictures, and that kind of tells the story for them.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the website, and I'm looking also on some other pictures on social media, on the internet, and I love the cover of the sun. The book, everyone, is called The Story of the Sun. And I also noticed that you have translated this into French and into Spanish. That is pretty. Why did you decide to, it's a combination, I guess, also a bit of your biography. What was the reason that you decided to translate this book to you? I can see that you wanted to reach the world, and that's probably one of the reasons you want to be able to reach a lot of cultures and a lot of languages. Was there any other reason that you thought that this book should be published in other languages?
Well, actually, I haven't been able to have it translated into Spanish as of yet. That's something that I'm working on right now, but I haven't gotten there yet. The thing that's happened with this book, so the book was written quite a long time ago, and because it wasn't brought forward until I was an adult, my intention for the book is really to help people that have been disadvantaged. So what happened when I brought the book out and I shared it with friends, one of my friends said to me, well, you know, this probably would help the people in Puerto Rico because they had just had a horrible, horrible hurricane. She said, you should really reach out for them. And she gave me some hints how to do that. And so that was something that I started thinking about. I was able to find someone whose mom lived in Puerto Rico and she was going to go visit her. So I sent the book down to Puerto Rico. And then I had a couple of friends that had gone over to Haiti and had done service projects in Haiti. And they gave me a contact in Haiti who I spoke with online. And the person that I spoke with was running an orphanage. And he is a nurse, and he and his wife are both nurses, and he's also a translator, and he has an orphanage. So I started communicating with him, and we hit it off right away, and he translated the book into French for me. I really didn't even ask him to do that. It was really kind of a miracle the way that it all unfolded. So as that happened, he translated it into French, and then I sent him copies of the book in English and French for him to use in his orphanage to help teach the kids English, because he had a program during the summer where he was working with the kids. I gave them a computer for them to use just to help the kids kind of like move forward. And so the book has reached people. I mean, that's really what I would love to have it reach. I would love to have it help people that have had, you know, difficulties, trauma in their life, because it kind of came from that. In my life, you know, that was the story for me, so that you stay strong during those difficult times. Really, that's what I would like to have the book, this other book, the mission of the book.
Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful, Anne, because you here gone through so much in your life. You've lost your father. You have a brother with a horrible illness, and your book is, I'd say, it's an instrument to touch other people on other parts of the world. And the fact that I actually see a picture in the internet from that fellow that you're talking about in Haiti, which they speak French, for some of you that don't know. This is incredible. We have a lot of organizations here in Canada, because we are both languages, English and Spanish, English and French rather here. We do a lot of help for the community in Haiti, which is that country has gone through a lot. And for your book to be used is such a big honor, and you should be proud of yourself. I am proud of you. I think you deserve another round of applause, because you are putting through. I guess you wanted to. That's what I see in you. You want to be able to do something, and when you pass, that people can remember you by, or, you know, they can learn from you with that. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And I wanted to ask you as well, kind of sort of answer the question already. What is the reaction from people, from friends? And you were saying that you've had a lot of people and friends even suggested for you to translate. I guess the book is well received. You had a very good commendations. I wanted to be able to not to forget to share with my audience where people get this book from.
So I had a little bit of trouble hearing the end of what you said, but I think what you're asking is, what am I wanting the book to be for? Is that what you're asking me?
Where can people find your book?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So actually, since you're speaking to me from Canada, my book is actually going to be featured in the Toronto Book Fair that's coming up in September. The company Maple Leaf Publishing is bringing it there for me, and it will be represented there. So it will be available to people in Toronto if they want to get it in that way. It's also available from Amazon. It's available at Barnes & Noble. It's available from Westwood Books, which is my publishing company. And it's also available from a new website that I'm creating called annhunterlogebooks.com. So So that website is under construction now. It should be up and running in another week. And the book is available from that website, will be available from that website.
Phenomenal. So are we expecting you here in Toronto in September as well? Because I would love to meet you.
Well, I would love to come up there. I attended a seminar in the summer in San Diego, and my roommate at that seminar was from Toronto. So I would love to come up there. So far, right now, my plan is not to be there. It's just to send my book. But I have kept the option open that it might be possible for me to attend the book fair as well. And I have a little bit of time to plan that, so I'm not sure in it right now.
Yes, we never know, and we love to have you here as well. It's definitely interesting when you meet, and I've been to that book fair. It's just phenomenal. There's a lot of amazing books and a lot of amazing writers, and it will be an honor to finally meet you face to face, other than just seeing your
beautiful,
other than just seeing your beautiful picture here on the internet. Well, I'm going to be cutting for a couple of words of my sponsor. Don't go away, everyone. We still have some time here with that beautiful Anne Hunter, and she is a beautiful author, has an amazing book. She into healing and fixing yourself and becoming a better person. So I will be right back to continue talking with Anne.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. We are back. Those are just of my two sponsors. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, Natasha. Thank you, Nature Nova. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, it's a one-year commitment. I cannot say how much we thank you. This helps us to keep promoting the Lizzie T. Show and, you know, to all the costs that it takes to run a radio station, especially nowadays that it's a lot simpler than it is being on a regular station. We are online and we get guests and we are able to interact with each other, which is phenomenal. And all the time, I let my guests be the star of the show, and which indeed they deserve. I'm here today with Anne. She is spending her weekend, well, almost Friday. It is Friday with me today, talking about an amazing book that she has taken only 20 years to write, but
that's what it is. Sometimes when you have a book inside of you, and when sometimes something needs to come out, you know, just give birth. It happens, and it happens well. It takes sometimes a difficult ordeal in our life, trials or tribulations, and even painful memories to have this happen. But in her case, she was resilient. And she didn't let that idea go. And here it is after so long, 2017, finally the book is here. The book is called The Story of the Sun. We have it in French for you French Canadians, and we have it in English. And pretty soon we probably will have it in Spanish as well. Now, I love about the name. This is something that you came with the idea, or was it your publisher? And the picture, was it you had a child doing it for you? The cover is just a beautiful, and I love the colors. So how did that idea came about?
Well, interestingly, I just want to give a little background as how this book actually came to be, because I wrote this quite a long time ago, and I was in a women's group. And we were all sharing our stories, and one of the women in the group said, you know, we should write a book. And so we got together every week or month or whatever it was, and we would, you know, be working on certain stories. So I went online to see how we could go about publishing it, and I filled out a survey, and someone called me, and I started to describe this book that we were going to create. And they said, well, that sounds really great, but do you have a book that you actually have written? And so I thought about this book that had been sitting there for quite a long time, and I said, well, I really do. And that's how this book came to be. I really didn't even try to bring this book forward on my own. It was kind of through someone else, which is kind of an interesting story to me. So when the book came to be published, they asked me the name of the book, and I just kind of spontaneously said, This Story of the Sun. I just kind of made it up as I went along. And
wow,
I
right
really
on
didn't
the spot.
Have it in my mind. Yeah, right on the spot. And then as I was going through the production of the book, I had, and I didn't have a deadline, but they asked me, you know, to do the illustrations. So I had initially tried to publish it a number of years ago, and I had some illustrations that had kind of been formulated, but I wanted them to be really bright. So I worked with oil pastels. And within a two-week period of time, I created all of those images. So that was just, again, very spontaneous. It's just how it kind of flowed. And, you know, I went down to my basement in my little corner and did the drawing. So that picture of the sun, when I go to draw something, that's the face that I always draw. I don't know what that has to do with. I don't know the meaning of it, but that's the face that always comes out. So that happy, smiling sun face, that's my face. And so it's very apropos that that would be the illustration, and that's the kind of the star of this book, that face.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, sun talks about light, talks about brightness, talks about happiness, talks about warmth, right? All those things,
yeah.
and a lot more. So for sure, you are a person that has gone through a lot, and you wanted to be able to have some warmth and some happiness and some light in your life, because you've gone through, you know, dark path in your life. So it's time for a change, and it's time for you to move. So I'm wondering, I mean, you come in and you're publishing your book, and it's going everywhere, parts in the world, here in Canada in September. Are you working on a book number two, a sequel, or what are the plans for the future, Anne?
Well, actually, I have another book that I've already written, trying to get this book kind of launched before I bring it out. It's also going to be a book geared for children, and it's going to be called I Once Had a Tiger, and it's talking about facing our fears. So I don't want to really give the storyline away. It was also an inspiration from somebody in one of my spiritual groups that I'm in. And kind of taken from some things that happened when my daughter was really little, when she was afraid. You know, she used to think there was a tiger under her bed when she was little, like three. So I spun that into a story. And
right.
It's ready to go. What I wanted to do is I read this, my book, The Story of the Sun, to a couple of kindergarten classes and first grade classes, and I want them to do the illustrations for this new book. I think that would be so fun to have children draw pictures of tigers, whatever their little imaginations can perceive, and I want to incorporate that into the book, but I'm at the point now where I'm just trying to get this book kind of launched before I go on to the next step, which to bring this new book out. I'm looking forward to that because it's a really fun book too. A nice little storyline.
Look at you. Wow. We have started with one book and there you are with the next one. Love to have you back, obviously, to talk about that one. But everyone, we are starting to run out of time. I can't believe it. That's how it is here at the Liz D Show. We ended up talking and time just flies. Unfortunately, maybe we will spot for a 2-hour show, but right now it is just 1-hour show, maybe half an hour and a half. Maybe that's the next way to go. And I want to thank everyone who came aboard, who was listening. I don't have the stats yet. I will be given the stats, how many people were listening today. I'm a bit disappointed, though, because you guys should have called. I know that you guys are not outside in the summertime. Everybody is cooked up in their homes, watching and hopefully listening. So you could have called. We love interaction, but for next time, we have a number. It's always the same, 215-383-5705. Come to say hello. We will be back on Monday. But I want to thank you, Anne, for being here today, for sharing your story, sharing your amazing book. The website I will have on my social media, facebook.com/Liz D Radio. I still see that you still have the website, The Story of the Sun, and it has a link for people to purchase the book. That still works? Am I okay to promote that book, that website as well?
That website actually was created by the first publisher of the book, so the book has come out by a new publisher, and I've been able to reduce the price. So the best way for them to purchase it, if they want to purchase it from me and if they want me to sign it, would be annhunterlogebooks.com, and that website will be available in another week or so. So,
gotcha.
Or that's the best way.
Or for people to go to Amazon
or Barnes & Noble.
Amazon,
yep.
And Barnes & Noble is awesome. And mm-hmm. I will have the links, everyone, for you to be able to, just in case if you missed the spelling or anything like that, I will have the links on my social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for you guys to check it out. I want to thank you, Anne, so much for being here today. Any last word, my friend?
Well, just thank you so much, Lizzie. It was really nice. I think you have a very interesting story, and I wish you the very best with your award. It sounds like you're so deserving of that, and I hope that you're able to achieve that. That would be wonderful. And thank you so much for the work that you do in your community and throughout the world. I really appreciate you, and thank you for inviting me on.
Thank you so much. And it's not about the winning the award. I'm surprised at being nominated. It's about being together with other women and really commemorating them for what they do. I don't feel like I do much, but anyhow, thank you so much for your words of nice words. So thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and all the best in your book. And my goodness, second book on the way. Look like you're expecting again.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. You take care now. Bye-bye.
And that was and my goodness, what a story, what a book, what a life. And this lady does not look like she has grandchildren. I'm telling you. If you're looking at the pictures on social media, by the way, I love the picture that she has with the long dresses. Looks like she looks like, wow,
very radiant person. No wonder the book was the title that it has is about the sun, because she's definitely radiant. We will continue on, everyone, with our musical section. I know you guys are waiting. We have quite a bit of selection right now. We had about 5 submissions. We can't play it at all because we are really running out of time. We have from people all over the world. This one is Mr. Walt P. It's called Motivated is a Song. And he is from beautiful New York and New York City. Thank you so much, Walt.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated. So dedicated. But you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing, I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough from start to the finish, tough. My endurance come from watching mama, she ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated. Growing, still showing, I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list, no longer got the patience. Then my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field. Bullets that would kill.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated.
Siento fuerte y pleno, ey, ¿cómo lo sientes tú? Si sientes algo nuevo, ansiedad. e l'anima si incontra sin saber eterna búsqueda de la dualidad. Espejos reflejados.
Esta noche me estremezco en la humedad de tu pasión. Busco calor, me aferro, entro en las profundidades del amor. Camino y subo a la pelota, miro tu boca, la que lentamente se va desplazando entre poder ligeros. Todos a base de impulsos provocados por distintos estados en los que nos encontramos cada día. Todo sale impredecible, pero real. Te lo digo yo, que solo una noche me bastó para quedarme dentro de ti. Nuestra comedia dibujada en solo una noche inesperada. Besos y caricias, besos y caricias, besos y caricias. Son dos cuerpos enlazados. Esta noche recién ha comenzado.
And that was Lorena Pawan with the song Solo Una Noche. Thank you so much, Lorena, for submitting your MP3. Next up is a group here from Toronto. It's a very multicultural group. The members are from all over South America, and the song is actually taken like a wildfire, and we need to warm up because it is so cold out there. So perfect song, Mundo Desigual by Santería.
Que no tiene la razón. sky, and when I see your eyes, I know I found my reason.
Government officials.
Show, he pretty much every time he does a single, he sends it to us, and we are very appreciative of you trusting that we will be playing your song. So here it is. It's called Happy New Year, Sorrentis, all the way from beautiful LA. We do have time to play one more song, and this song, it is definitely one of my favorite. It is a song from a beautiful gospel singer, and her name is Kaya Miranda.
And I am so glad that Kaya is succeeding in her career, and through her gospel song, she's reaching a lot of people. The song is called Higher, one of my favorites. Enjoy it, everyone.
Making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh, city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself. No matter what comes in your way, we gotta lift him high, 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 high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you
And that was Kaya Miranda, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in beautiful and cold Toronto, Canada. We will be back tomorrow, Monday rather, with another show, another fantastic guest, everyone. And I wish all of you an amazing weekend, and relax, clean the house, go shopping, go to church, do whatever it is that you have to do this weekend. I wish you the best, and make it a fantastic day, fantastic evening, a fantastic weekend. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Bye bye for now.